The prayer, Salah, call to congregational prayer, Adhan, and announcement of the beginning of the prayer, Iqamah. Both the Adhan and the Iqamah are community obligations for kifaya, for men who are not traveling in a state of residence, while they are sunnah for one praying alone and travelers. As for women, they are disliked, makruh. Neither the Adhan nor the Iqamah are allowed to be made before their times, except for the Adhan, the dawn prayer, Fajr, for which the first of the two is allowed to be called any time after the middle of the night. The prerequisites, shurut for the prayer: 1. Islam. 2. Sanity. Aql. 3. Discretion. 4. Cleanliness from filth according to one's ability. 5. The entrance of the time of prayer. The times are as follows. The time of Zuhr, noon, prayer begins when the sun starts its decline after its zenith in the sky until the shade of anything is equal to its length. The time of Asr, afternoon, prayer begins from the time Zuhr ends until the shadow of an object is double its own length. This is what's preferred, but due to need, it can be extended until the sunset. The time of Maghrib, sunset, prayer starts after the setting of the sun until the disappearance of radiance or to light of the sky. The time of Isha, night prayer, is up until the middle of the night and can continue up until the time of dawn if necessary. The time of Fajr, dawn prayer, begins at dawn until the sun rises. 6. Covering the private areas according to one's ability with something back. The extent of the private area for a male who has reached the age of 10 years or older is from his navel to the knee, and for a woman who has reached puberty is her entire body except her face in prayer. 7. Absence of impurities on the body, clothes, and the place of prayer. 8. Facing the prayer direction, qibla, according to the one's ability. 9. Intention, niyya, the essential elements or pillars, arkan, of prayer. 1. Standing, qiyam, in prayer for those who are able. 2. Saying Allahu Akbar. 2. Saying Allahu Akbar, takbirat al-ihram, for commencement of prayer. This statement makes all other words and actions not related to the prayer prohibited. 3. Reciting Surah al-Fatiha. 4. Hawing, ruku'ah. 5. Standing after ruku'ah. 6. Straightening, half-fully after ruku'ah. 7. Prostration, sujood, sing, sajda, on the 7 parts of the body, back to 2 feet, 2 knees, 2 palms of hands, and the head, which includes the forehead with the nose. 8. Sitting after the prostration and sitting between the 2 sajda. 9. Saying the last testimony, tashahud. 10. Sitting for the last tashahud. 11. Saying prayers for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last sitting. 12. Ending the prayer with saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, taslim. 13. To perform each of these pillars properly, in that one sits feels fully into their positions. 14. Performing all these pillars in the order mentioned above. The prayer is not regarded as valid except if these pillars are performed. If someone misses any of them in one unit, rak'ah, of the prayer, that unit is void, whether it is left intentionally or forgetfully. The obligatory acts, wajibat, of prayers. 1. Follow the takbirat, saying Allahu Akbar, apart from takbirat al-ihram. saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida, after standing from Rukua by the Imam in a congregational prayer and by the individual if not in a congregation. 3. Saying Rabbana walakal hamd after standing from Rukua. 4. Saying Subhan Rabbiyal Azim once in the poem. 5. Saying Subhan Rabbiyal A'la once in the procession. 6. Saying Rabbi Khirli between the two sajda. 7. The first shahud. 8. To sit for the first shahud. Whoever leaves anyone with these 8 obligations of saying or actions intentionally, his prayer is void. If he leaves anything of them due to forgetfulness, he should make the two prostration of forgetfulness. The praiseworthy acts, sunan of prayer, they are of two types, sayings and actions. Not performing the sunan acts of prayer does not invalidate the prayer, even if he left intentionally. The sunan of sayings include the following: reciting the opening supplication, seeking refuge from Satan, الاستعاذة, beginning the recitation of the Quran with the name of Allah, Bismillah, saying Ameen at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, aloud in prayers in which the recitation is audible, reciting some verses from the Quran after the Fatiha, the Imam reciting aloud. The followers of Ma'mum are prohibited to recite aloud. While a person offering his prayer individually is free to choose, saying Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi mil'u samawati wa mil'u al-ard, after saying Rabbana walaka al-hamd, saying Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, and Rabbi al-Fil, more than once in poems, prostrations and the sittings, saying a supplication before the final saying of Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. The sunan of actions include the following: raising the hands at the time of takbirat al-ihram, at the time of bending for the ruku'ah, at the time of raising up from it to a standing position, and at the time of standing up from the first at-tashahud, placing the right hand on the left below and the left below the chest while standing, keeping the eyes on the spot of prostration, keeping the feet separate while standing, placing the knees on the ground first, then the hands and the forehead. When going down for prostration, keeping the stomach separated from the thighs and separating the thighs from the calves in prostration, keeping a distance between the knees while bowing, keeping both the heels propped up while toes firmly placed on the ground with some distance between them and pointing the toes towards the Qibla in prostration, placing the hands with the fingers together on the ground at the level of the shoulders while prostrating, standing up by putting the pressure on the feet first and then laying on the knees with the hands when standing, propping up the right foot and spreading the left while sitting on the left thigh, and the sitting for the first tashahud. See the chart at the end of this book for two ways of sitting, which is called iftirash. Sitting on the buttocks, keeping left foot spread under the right leg and the right foot propped up in the second tashahud. See chart of three ways of sitting, which is called tawarruk. Spreading the hands on the thighs, but with fingers joined together pointing toward the Qibla between the two pulsations, making a circle with the middle finger and thumb of the right hand, and point the index finger during the remembrance of Allah and supplication, symbolizing the oneness of Allah Jalla Jalala. Turning to the right and then left, when making the final salutations, taslim, prostrations of forgetfulness. Tis from the sunnah to make two prostrations of forgetfulness. If one mistakenly recites something in a place where they should not, such as reciting the Quran in prostration, it is permissible to prostrate for leaving a sunnah act of the prayer. However, it is an obligation, wajib, to make the prostrations of forgetfulness. If one adds bowing, prostration, standing, sitting, or give salutations before the end of the prayer, or makes a clear mistake in the recitation of the Quran, which changes its meanings, if one leaves any obligatory act, or if one doubtful about an addition at the time of adding it, the prayer becomes invalid if one intentionally leaves off making the obligatory prostrations of forgetfulness. A person may make these two prostrations before or after the final salutations. However, if one forgets to make the prostrations of forgetfulness until quite a while later after the completion of the prayer, then it is no longer necessary.
The description of the prayer. One begins by facing the prayer direction of Qibla, saying Allahu Akbar. The Imam leader says all the takbirat, saying Allahu Akbar aloud, so that those following may hear him, while the followers say them quietly. He raises his hands at the beginning of the takbir near to his shoulders, and then he places his hands below his chest with his right hand on top of the left. He keeps his eyes at the place of his prostration and says an opening supplication, which has been reliably reported in an authentic narration. For example, he may say, Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak ismuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. You are glorified, O Allah, and praised. Your name is blessed. Your majesty is exalted, and none has the right to be worshipped but you. Then he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Then he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent and mercy, most merciful. All of this is stated quietly, and then he recites Surah Al-Fatiha aloud. If he is the Imam, in a prayer in which is read aloud, it is recommended that followers recite Surah Al-Fatiha in the times of quietness of the Imam, if the prayer is on which is read aloud, and obligatory if the prayer is one which is read quietly, i.e. Zuhr and Asr. Then he reads whatever else he wishes from the Quran. It is better to make his recitation of the Fajr prayer with the Mufassal chapters of the shorter chapters in the Maghrib prayer, and in the rest of the prayers from the medium chapters. The longer Mufassal chapters are from Surah Qaf to Surah An-Naba. The later to Ad-Duha are known as the medium, and shorter from there to Surah An-Nas. The Imam recites aloud in the Fajr prayer and in the first two rak'ahs of Maghrib and the Isha prayers. All other prayers are to be recited silently. Then he raises his hands as he did in Takbirat al-Ihram and says, Allahu Akbar, and then pause. He puts his hands firmly on his knees while spreading his fingers and straightens his back such as the head is equal with his midsection, neither higher nor lower. Then he says, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, glory to be Allah the Great, 3 times. Then he raises his hands saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allah answers he who praises him. Then he raises his hands as he raised before bowing to a standing posture and says, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, O our Lord, to you is praise, adding to it, Hamdan kabiran tayyiban mubarakan fi mil'u samawati wa mil'u al-ard wa mil'u ma shi'a min shay'in ba'd. Many praises that are pure and blessed, the fullness of the heavens, the fullness of the earth, and the fullness of whatever you wish afterwards. Then he prostrates while saying, Allahu Akbar. He keeps his stomach away from his thighs and thighs from his calves while prostrating on his forehead and nose, both palms of the hands, both knees and toes of both feet, with the fingers and toes pointing towards the Qibla. And he says 3 times in the prostration, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah the Exalted. He can say that several times, or he can supplicate whatever he wills. Then he raises his head saying, Allahu Akbar, sitting on his left thigh while propping the right foot with the heel up, and toes planted to the ground facing the Qibla. Then he says, Rabbi Firli, warhamni, wajburni, warfa'ni, warzuqni, wansurni, wahdini, wa'afini. O Allah, forgive me, and have mercy on me, and strengthen me, and raise my rank, and give me sustenance, and give me victory, and guide me, and pardon me. Then he prostrates at the previous prostrations, and raises his head, saying, Allahu Akbar, and stands up, repeating the second rak'ah at the first. Then he sits in the state of iftirash for the first testimony, at-tashahud al-awwal, putting his right hand on his right thigh, and left hand on his left thigh, and making a fist of his right hand while making a circle with the thumb and middle finger, and pointing with this middle finger says, Tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhal nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The best of salutations and greetings are for Allah, and the prayers and everything pure and good. May the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah be upon you, O Prophet. May the peace be upon us and on the righteous slaves of Allah. I testify that there is none that had the right to pure worship except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. Then he stands and pray the third and the fourth rak'ah, making them shorter than the first two. He recites in them Surah Al-Fatiha only, and sits in the state of tawarruq for the last testimony, at-tashahud al-akhir, and says the same as in the first, and adds to it, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
O Allah, send the prayers upon Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, just as you sent prayers upon Ibrahim and upon the followers of Ibrahim. Verily, you are full of praise and majesty. 'Tis from the Sunnah to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab jahannam wa min adhab al-qabr wa min fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat wa min fitnat al-masih al-dajjal. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from punishment of the fire and from the punishment of the grave and from the trial of life and death and from the trial of the Dajjal Antichrist. He then may also say other supplications as mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. Then he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, peace and the mercy of Allah be upon you, turning his head to his right and then saying the same, turning his head to his left. It is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say some of the supplications after completion, maktub, after the completion of the prayer, as mentioned in the hadith. The prayer of the one who is ill, if standing increases one's illness, or if a person is unable to stand, he should pray sitting. If one is not able to pray sitting, he should pray while lying down on his side. If one is not able to pray lying down on his side, he should pray on his back. If one is not able to perform bowing and prostration, he should signal with his body to symbolize them. If one misses any of his prayers, he should make them up blatantly. If one is not able to make each prayer in its time, he may compile the Zuhr and the Asr prayers together, and the Maghrib and the Isha prayers together in either of their respective times. The prayer of the traveler. If the distance of the journey is more than around 80 kilometers, and it is lawful journey, the person may shorten the Zuhr, the Asr, and the Isha prayers from 4 rak'ah to 2. If the person intends to stay at his destination for more than 4 days, 20 obligatory prayers for more than 4 days to 20 obligatory prayers, he should perform them in their 4 forms and not shorten them. One should perform the prayers fully when praying behind an imam or his residence. If one remembers a prayer in his journey that he had forgotten as a resident or vice versa, he should pray it in its complete form. The traveler may perform the prayers in their complete form if he wishes, yet to shorten them is better. The Friday prayer, Salat al-Jumu'ah. This prayer is better than the Zuhr. It is an independent prayer and not a shortened form of Zuhr. It is not allowed to perform it with 4 rak'at, to make it with the intention of Zuhr, or to combine it with the Asr prayer, even if there may be a valid reason for that. The odd numbered prayer, Salatul Witr. This prayer is a sunnah, and it to be made after Isha until the time of Fajr. The least number of rak'at for the witr prayer is 1 rak'ah, and the most number of rak'at one may pray is 11. It's better to make the salutation after every 2 rak'ah. The least complete form of witr prayer is to perform it in 3 rak'at with 2 salutations, meaning performing 2 rak'ah and making the salutation and then 1 rak'ah by itself.
with another salutation at the end of it. It is sunnah to recite Surah Al-A'la in the first rak'ah, Surah Al-Kafirun in the second, and Surah Al-Ikhlas in the third rak'ah. It is recommended that you make qunut after pulling the ruku'ah by raising your hands and supplicating aloud, even if you are praying alone. Funerals, janaza, washing the deceased Muslim's body, placing the shud upon him, making funeral prayer, carrying him and placing him in the grave are all community obligations for the kifaya. Martyrs in Islamic jihad are not to be washed or placed in the shud, but rather should be buried as they died, and it is allowed to pray the funeral prayer upon them. The shud of the Muslim male contains 3 sheets, while the female should be of 5 sheets, a loin cloth, head covering, upper wrap, and 2 overall wraps. The sunnah is for the imam or a person praying alone to stand at the chest of the male and the middle of the female. One stands and says Allahu Akbar 4 times, raising his hands every time. In the first he says Allahu Akbar and seeks refuge. Then Allah says Bismillah and reads only Al-Fatiha silently. In the second he says Allahu Akbar and reads salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the third he says Allahu Akbar and supplicates to Allah for the deceased. In the fourth he says Allahu Akbar and then stands pit and then says Assalamu alaikum. It is not allowed to raise the grave above the level of the ground except handspan, to put any type of plaster on it, to kiss it, to place incense near it, to place incense near it, to write on it, to sit or walk on it, to place any kind of illumination on it, to circumplate around it, to build a mosque on it, or to place a grave in a mosque. Moreover, any tombs or buildings built over a grave must be demolished. There are no restrictions about the words of solace and condolences for the grieving relatives. A person may say أدام الله أجرك وأحسن عزاك وغفر لميتك. May Allah increase your reward and peace to goodness to you in your grief and forgive your deceased. He may say when consoling a Muslim who has lost a relative who was a disbeliever, أدام الله أجرك وأحسن عزاك. May Allah increase your reward and peace to goodness to you in your grief. It is obligatory for a person who knows that his family will wail over him upon his death to write a will advising them not to do so, otherwise he may be punished by their wailing on him. Al-Imam Shafi'i said, it is disliked that one sits for the condolences referring to the gatherings in which the family of the deceased waits for those who desire to visit them for condolences. Instead, they all should go about their business, whether men or women. It is from the sunnah to prepare food for the grieving family, since they are preoccupied by their grief, and it is like to eat of their food or to prepare food for the people who gather at their place. It is from the sunnah to visit the graves as long as it does not entail traveling. It is also allowed to visit the grave of a non-Muslim, to visit the grave of a non-Muslim, A non-Muslim should not be prohibited from visiting the grave of a Muslim. It is from the Sunnah to say, when entering the graveyard of Muslims, Assalamu alaykum ahla al-diyar min al-mu'mineen, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lalahiqu, yarhamu allahu al-mustaqdimina minna wal-mustakhirin, nas'alu allaha lana wa lakum al-afiyah, allahumma la tahrimna ajrahum, wa la taftinna ba'dahum, waghfir lana wa lahum. Peace be upon you all inhabitants of the graves, from among the believers and the Muslims. Verily, we will, Allah willing, be united with you. May Allah forgive those of you that preceded and those that will come afterwards. We ask Allah for us and you will pay him. O Allah, don't deprive us of the reward and don't tempt us after them. And forgive us and them. The prayer of the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr wa Eid al-Adha. This prayer is a community obligation, fardu kifaya, and the time for it is after the sunrise, like the time of Salat al-Duha. If people don't come to know that the day of Eid has come until afternoon, it should be made the following day as a make-up prayer. The conditions are like the conditions of Salat al-Jumu'ah, except for the two sermons. The two sermons of Jumu'ah are delivered before the prayer, while the two sermons of Eid are delivered after the prayer. It is disliked that one makes any supplicatory prayer before or after it in the place where it is performed. This prayer has two rak'ah. In the first poem, Raka, one says, Takbirat al-Ihram, Allahu Akbar, to commence the prayer, and then says, Allahu Akbar, six times again, before seeking refuge in Allah and reciting the Quran. In the second Raka, one says, Allahu Akbar, five times, before reciting the Quran. One raises the hand for each Takbir. Then the Imam seeks refuge in Allah and recites aloud Al-Fatiha, followed by Surah Sabbah in the first rak'ah, and by Allah Shia in the second rak'ah. The Imam then delivers two sermons like in the Friday prayer, except that he should repeat often Allahu Akbar. If one makes this prayer like supplicatory prayer, it is acceptable and correct, since the takbirah are additional, and the praising Allah and sending salutations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam between them are sunnah. Prayer of eclipse, salatul kusuf or khusuf. This is sunnah prayer, and its time is from the beginning of the eclipse, whether lunar or solar, until it finishes. It's not to be made blatantly if the eclipse is over. The way in which it is done is to pray to rak'ah in which the Quran is recited aloud. In the first rak'ah, one should recite Al-Fatiha and the long surah, then do a long poem ruku'ah, then raise one's head and say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Allah listens to the one who praises him. Our Lord, to you be praise. After standing upright, as in other prayers, after that he does not go into prostration like the other prayers. Instead, he should then recite Al-Fatiha again and another long surah. Then comes another long bow, ruku'ah. After that, one raises his head and stands upright. Then he should do two lengthy prostrations, sujood. Then one should raise second rak'ah like the first. Then he should recite the tashahud and say the salam. It is forbidden if a person comes late missing the first poem rak'ah, he has missed the rak'ah and will have to make it up.
prayer of Reed, Salatul Istisqa. It is sunnah. It is sunnah to pray it in case there is drought or lack of rain. The manner of performing this prayer is like Salatul Eid, except that one makes the sermon after the prayer. The sunnah is to reverse one's cloak as an indication of optimism for a change of circumstances once the prayer is over. Subrogatory prayers. It is confirmed that the Prophet ﷺ would make 12 rak'ahs of subrogatory prayers regularly, as Sunan al-Ratibi. Every day there are follows: 2 before Salat al-Fajr, 4 before Salat al-Zuhr, and 2 after it, 2 after Salat al-Maghrib, 2 after Salat al-Isha. It is also authentically reported that he would make other voluntary prayers, like for rak'ahs before Salat al-Duhr and Salat al-Asr, 4 after Salat al-Duhr, and 2 after the call to prayer, adhan, or Salat al-Maghrib. Prohibited times for prayer. It is prohibited to make voluntary prayers in the times that have been specifically prohibited. These are when after the dawn until the rising of the sun and its appearance above the horizon, to the height of a short spear, 2 at the time of zenith of the sun until it starts declining, 3 after Salat al-Asr until setting of the sun. The prayers that are made for certain causes are permissible if made in these times, like the prayer after entering the mosque, Tahiyyat al-Masjid, the 2 rak'ahs after Tawaf, the sunnah prayer of Fajr, the funeral prayer, the 2 rak'ah of Wudu, the prostration of recitation, and the prostration of thankfulness. Rulings concerning the mosque, Masjid. It is obligatory to build mosques to fulfill the needs of the community. There are the most beloved places on earth to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not allowed to sing in them, clap, use musical instruments, give a poetry recital of unlawful poetry, allow mixing and mingling of males and females together as sexual intercourse, or buy and sell. If someone buys or sells in the mosque, it is the sunnah to say to this disobedient person, لا ربح الله تجارتك. May Allah not give you any profit in your trading. It is forbidden to publicly proclaim that one has lost something in the mosque. And it is the sunnah to say to the person who does so, لا ردها الله عليك. May Allah not return it to you. It is allowed to teach children in the mosque who do no harm therein, to contract marriage, to judge a case as a court of law, to recite lawful poetry, to sleep for the person in seclusion, at care, and at other times to have the guest sleep therein and the sick person, and to take midday naps. It is the sunnah to keep the mosque free of noise, clamor, quarrels, abandon, conversation, or detested loud talk. They should also not be used as pathways to other avenues except due to necessity. It is disliked that someone conducts any unnecessary conversation in the mosque about the life of this world. The rugs, lights, and electricity of the mosques are not to be used for weddings or condolences.